After weeks of controversy, more than a million students around the country have today started the NAPLAN literacy and numeracy tests. The teachers' union last week relented on its threat to boycott the tests after the federal government promised to set up a working party to ensure the results aren't misused. Some educators and parents are concerned that many children have been coached for the tests, which would, they say, defeat their purpose. Samantha Donovan reports.
The results of the NAPLAN tests of children in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 will be posted on the federal government's new MySchool website and possibly lead to some organisations ranking schools in what the Australian Education Union sees as league tables. Some groups fear that the desire of some schools to look good will actually defeat the purpose of the tests. Ian Dalton is the Executive Director of the Australian Parents Council, which represents the parents of children in non-government schools.
I suppose the concerning thing for us is that we've been getting reports about various areas where schools and teachers may have been placing more emphasis on the tests than we think is healthy. And by that I mean, you know, spending time preparing children to try and ensure that the school performs as well as possible in the tests, which for us is a concern because we believe that the idea of the tests is to give a snapshot at a point in time of how kids are performing, and also to identify areas where there may be particular needs for our schools and students to maybe be provided with additional resources. We're concerned that there may be a tendency to mask those areas of need, which would mean that some children may be less likely to get the additional support that they require.
Is that solely related to independent schools, or do you think, on the information you've got, some government schools are doing that as well?
The indications that we've got at the moment are that it's happening in different places, both in the government and non-government sector. And also it would appear to be fairly patchy around the nation.
Is that problem brought about by the MySchool website, do you think?
Well, I think that it's more brought about by the whole thing, by the performance of schools and teachers coming more under the spotlight. Obviously, the way that that's happening is through the MySchool website at present.
The concerns of the Australian Parents Council were shared by a talkback caller named Mark, who rang into Fairfax Radio's Neil Mitchell program to raise the issue with the Victorian Premier, John Brumby.
My wife, she's a teacher, and the last 4 weeks they've been coaching NAPLAN for the whole last 4 weeks. In addition, they've been instructed to put teaching aids up around the room that relate to NAPLAN, and they've been instructing the kids to look around the room when they're in strife, and there's also a couple of kids that have been issued teaching aids to assist them with the teaching of it. Is this right, or is this something that is sort of outside the scope of the NAPLAN test?
Oh, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with coaching kids.
This is supposed to be an assessment tool that tells you whether the teaching is working.
It's supposed to be an assessment tool to tell you how your child and how your school is achieving against benchmarks in literacy and numeracy and reading.
The Australian Secondary Principals Association represents government school principals. Its president, Cherie Vertigan, says the NAPLAN tests appear to have gone smoothly today and that very few schools seem to have deferred the tests. But she's also concerned that some schools have coached their students unnecessarily.
It's a concern on two levels. In one level, students need to be able to understand the nature of the items that will be on the test so that they're not disadvantaged. But there is a point where you're continually practicing over and over again and rehearsing the items that I believe that it creates or has the potential to make the data flawed. And really, we've always used these as a diagnostic tool that represents a snapshot in time. And for them to become a rehearsed part of our program is really just testing child's memory as opposed to testing their knowledge.
Do you see the MySchool website and the so-called league tables of school as being the main motivation for schools to do that?
Definitely that's had an influence on it. I mean, people don't like to be named and shamed. People are very aware of the results that are being published about their children in the schools.
The Federal Education Minister, Julia Gillard, says parents will get individual student reports in mid-September. The full national report will be released mid-December, and specific school information will be available on the MySchool website by the end of the year.
Samantha Donovan.